For a limited time, you can get a Big Mac meal for just $8. That's a burger, fries, and a drink. They don't call it an extra value meal for nothing. Get a Big Mac meal only at McDonald's.
Price and participation may vary. Promotion pricing may be lower than meal pricing.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You might as well just crap in a box, Jack Easterby. Jack Easterby never said that. That was Dell.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hi, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. This Jason LaConfora talks about the bungling of this Nick Caserio deal. And brings up a couple pretty good points. First of all, they should have known everything about Caserio's contract before they moved. He says he doesn't, you know, are you even sure that Caserio would take it? And I'm pretty sure they got an indication from Caserio that he was going to take, you know, what with them talking to him the day before they fired Brian Gain.
That never happened.
Yeah, it did happen.
That never
happened. And they've got video proof. You think that the Patriots don't have video proof? He did bring up something. He brought up, you know, what with all of the issues that Bob McNair had with the prisoners running, or the prisoners running the asylum, or what the hell, whatever he said. You had that issue. You had him talking to the team the day after Barack Obama. Now you've got more racial issues with Jeff Pope. You know, you've got all kinds of bad blood. And then you bring in Martin Mayhew and Ray Farmer, and just there's no chance that they got they would have gotten the job. The only reason that you brought them in there was so that you looked good with the Rooney Rule.
Yeah, yeah.
I know, but that makes you look even worse because you had no. And oh, by the way, they've got both of them have got more experience or probably better suited for the job than Nick Caserio.
I don't know that. Accurate.
I don't know that that's accurate either. That's what he says.
Oh, is that what he said?
That's what he says.
Now he has had some beef with the Texans for a while. He used to be tight with OB. Something happened because he was the guy that leaked OB to Maryland when he was trying to, like, OB was trying to make a little power play against the organization and Rick. That came from Jason LaConfora. He got that from, yeah. I think, from Bill or Bill's people. Somewhere it got sideways because it has turned into a completely different narrative. Nick Caserio has been considered a GM slash. So what the Patriots do, I was told, is they have these weird. They do these weird things where they don't give guys label. They don't give guys, and I don't understand why, because situations like this arise, but they don't give guys certain labels that are considered NFL labels. And so Nick Caserio has coached wide receivers. He's been in charge of the scouting department. He's been in charge of the pro side. Now, that's not unusual. You do college, you do pro side, but he will have them doing like these. It's a nebulous job title, and so it doesn't really get the same. They just don't say general manager. Well, didn't that cause all this commotion here? Like, if you called him GM, what can anyone do?
But also, what'd you do? You gave him a little bit more money.
But you gave him more money.
You gave him a little bit more money so that you put a clause in the contract that says you can't talk to anyone else. Doesn't matter what your title is. So that was the thought was he got more money, and that's why clause is in his deal.
This is what I don't understand then. When did he get more money?
He got more money when he re-signed. When he signed this deal.
Last year?
I don't know how old this deal is.
I asked that because supposedly Monty Ossenfort and Nick Caserio were both reached out to by the Houston Texans, and both of them were denied permission. There was nothing in the I guess that was after.
It was
during the playoffs. So maybe they didn't get far enough into the contract to know. Because I'm thinking, how do you not know
then
about the contract?
Well, But I think that the thought was, no, we're in the middle of the playoffs. We don't have to let you talk to him because we're still playing right now. You can they might have said you can talk afterwards. But you know what the Texans did right away when they said you can't talk to him? Okay, we'll give Brian Game. We'll give it to Brian Game. Let's give it to Brian Game. Okay, because he was hired in January during the playoffs. And instead of waiting for Nick Caserio and saying, well, we'll talk to you after the playoffs. No, let's hire him right away.
So Ray Farmer.
And then 17 months later, nothing.
So Ray Farmer is pretty well respected around the league.
Despite sending texts during games to his coach.
Probably because of it. Because it's a hustle. Trying to get that the hustle up. Trying to make sure your team wins. You know who should respect it more than anybody? Patriots.
We never thought about sending text. If we did it, we'd do it with a burner phone.
No, they can't because you never ever. Listen, cameras are listen, have you ever talked to a lawyer? By the way,
I have.
Do not send an email and do not send a text.
The text is the worst
chances
thing
are you're not being recorded by a van that's sitting outside of your house. But you can always, always, always get a text that was sent. So never, ever, ever send a text.
You know what I would tell you is the safest? A landline. A phone, landline.
Unless they're tapped.
Because even cell phones, you know, you worry about cell phones and there's a record of who you called. Guess what landline? Do you have the records for the landline calls? No. What are you talking about?
Yes, they do. They have MUDs.
Are you sure?
Yeah, they have MUDs. Yeah. Yeah, you can always find a landline. Who called whom?
You can find out local landlines because it's not on any of the bills.
Back in the day, the bills used to have all of your calls.
Yeah, but not
now. Well, but they don't do it anymore because they just like that's a waste.
You just don't know. It's paperless. Yeah. You get $5 discount because it's paperless.
Right, exactly. No, you can't do that either.
I've had coaches who I ask about a player for draft purposes, and this is what I get. Bring, hey, coach. Yeah, I'm not going to text. I'd rather just talk on the phone.
Yes.
And I'm like,
well, nobody's
good to see you trust me so much.
Well, no, you cannot put anything
that's
in
what
writing,
it is. And
ever.
I understand it.
Because chances are nobody's tapping your phones if you're an NFL coach.
I've had NFL guys who have, I see the text bubble on a question, and it lasts for a long time,
and then
it disappears, and there's no
nothing.
Text that comes. And either I don't get one, or I'll get a phone call later. Or just like there's no answer. And if they don't answer, I rarely push it a second time.
Well, you could always do this
bubble.
With someone. Look, here's what he wrote. See what he wrote right there? Okay, there's proof. So you never, ever, you don't text, don't email. It's so stupid, Hillary, or whomever. Don't do it, okay? If you're out there and you're a criminal, don't ever write anything down. Don't ever type anything on your phone.
I don't think you're really keeping up with criminals these days. They don't just text. Del, can you tell John what the young criminals are doing now? They don't just text.
What?
Del, you know.
Why does Del know? Del's like, what the hell?
I know. Del's
why would I know what the
young criminals are doing? Because you keep up with these stories online just like I do. They'll Instagram like, hey, look at how much money we got.
Yeah, right.
Look at our gun.
Oh, no, they're so stupid.
On my own Instagram account or Facebook account or Snapchat. Usually it's going to be Snapchat and Instagram. They will self-snitch so quick. So quick. Yeah, this guy who just texted us, he trusts me. He'll text me stuff. I'm not going to burn anybody.
No.
He also has the good information.
Don't ever do that. Don't ever do that, coach. Don't send anything.
Yes.
Ever. If it's a crime.
I'm still the generation that likes to talk because if I need information about players, you do it on the phone. Man, I can get so much more in 8 minutes than I can like.
No. Absolutely. 813 ESPN 97.5. Someone
that's not supposed to say ducking.
Well,
I'm going to have to send that back.
Yes. Why does it always do that, ducking?
I don't know.
That's the worst. Ugh.
I saw somebody with a t-shirt that said, you have no ducking idea. I was like, that's not bad. That's pretty good.
813 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776.
Yeah, he said, there's no crimes being committed, John. Why are you acting like our guy can't text anything?
Really?
There's no crimes
talking about a player, how he sucks. Guess what? That is to that player when he finds out that you texted coach. That's a crime.
Can I just say this much? We're talking about punters and kickers. No one's going to care. Like, what did he say about. What did he say about Austin Siebert?
Well, nobody.
Oh my God!
Nobody cares about.
What did he say about Mitch Gay from Utah?
punter or a kicker. No one cares about that. Okay.
I can't believe he said that about that long snapper from, you know, said no one ever.
Time for me to talk. You know, everybody cares about Jeff Aronoff over at Absolute Marble and Granite. Absolute Marble and Granite is the place that you go to fix your stuff. Look, you have a house. You've had a house for, I don't know, 10, 15 years. You have to improve it. If you don't improve it, trust me, we had to put in an entire outdoor kitchen, put in the pool, all of that stuff. That stuff takes marble. It takes granite. It's awesomeness. And whenever you're using marble or granite or tile, it's just going to look better. It just absolutely is. And Jeff Aronoff is doing this. When you put in new countertops, I mean, and vanities, and you want to know how stylish the vanities are now? I mean, we're not talking about just that regular sink. I mean, you can get something. When you go to Damaris, you see their vanities in there at the barbecue. It's like really nice, and it's going to last forever. And because Absolute Marble and Granite put it in. And if you've got a big job for them, they're going to get it done, and Jeff Aronoff will do the job. It's 20% off because you're a 97.5 listener. 713-880-2822. You have to improve your home. You got to do it through Absolute Marble and Granite.
713-880-2822. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 819 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. Thank you, Dez, ATX Hobo Girl. That kid that pours the orange juice in the glass and it's all the way to the top, when he drinks it, there's a lot less there. Did you see that?
No.
Okay. So there's the commercial, and he says the kid's sitting there, and he's pouring the orange juice into the glass, and he brings it all the way to the top, and the dad's standing behind him watching him, and he goes, "Hey, buddy, how you doing?" And then the kid drinks it, and it's not to the top.
So the continuity's off.
It's off. Another thing.
What commercial is this?
It's an orange juice commercial.
Where? Where are you seeing
it? It's on all sports, anytime you're watching a sporting event.
Astros.
It's on any because of probably.
What's it for?
What about the woman?
Boy, they're really doing a great job. Is it for orange juice?
Is it Minute Maid orange juice?
Is it for cleaning?
It's for Minute Maid. It's for Minute Maid or something. I don't know.
They've really done a good job of branding with John. I don't know. It's something.
So what about the Geico commercial where the dude is up on the roof and a helicopter lands on the roof and the mom calls him and she says, Hey, are you still out there? Are you doing Pilates? And he's fighting these guys. Hey, Mom.
Yeah.
You remember that one?
Yeah.
Do you see her now? She is in every commercial now.
The mom.
She's the psychiatrist with the guy sitting on the and she's in DirecTV, and she's got DirecTV now. She's got over all these channels. And he's like, "What about my problem?" She goes, "Narcissist." You see that? And then she's in another one. She's in every commercial now.
Do you know what any of these commercials are for?
What?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
Are
you just noticing her?
Yeah, DirecTV.
You know what they're for? Okay.
And Geico?
DirecTV and Geico have pretty creative commercials typically.
Yeah.
What about this one? How did you feel about the old State Farm where the guy's like, "So you can get me covered tonight? Who are you talking to?"
Yeah.
And it's Jake at State Farm.
Jake from
Here's
State
the
Farm.
Problem. If it's 3:30 and I'm the wife, I'm like, And what insurance company is up at 3:30 just chatting it up with you about coverage? No, they're not.
Jake from State Farm.
No, they're not. Yeah. No, he's not. No one's up at 3:30 changing policies.
Jake from State Farm is there.
No, that's bull.
Uh-huh.
Jake isn't there like, "Well, we're just, you know, in case we caught any policy changes at 3:30 in the morning. No big deal."
And what's he wearing? Khakis?
Yeah. He's in full getup just like, "Well, I got to get dressed up to answer the phone in case somebody wants to change their policy at 3:30.
What should he be in? A robe? Like Cardi B?
It should be closed. This is how it would go. Bring.
Hi, welcome to the offices of State Farm. We're not in right now, but Jake will return. Our normal business hours are 8 to 5, Monday through Friday, no. and Saturday.
Jake from State Farm is there waiting on your call.
From 10 to
That's
1.
That's the kind of service you get.
Jake isn't
did
there.
Did you see Cardi B split her pants and she had to wear a robe on stage?
On purpose?
Could be. I mean, well, that thing's going to split some
Look
pants.
Look at this!
That thing's going to split some pants.
That's an Instagram story. Put it away. Put the chew away.
Put the what away?
Choo-choo. Put it away. Just save it for an Instagram story. Y'all don't even see this.
If you don't...
Can you stop, if you, Cardi B?
If you're not watching stop. The live
Just
stream...
Stop.
Wait, I don't need to see
Your
that.
Your bitches wishes you had this.
Lance is...
Oh, my God, Cardi.
Lance is...
Just put it away.
Back in
you
his
wishes
chair.
You had this.
Lance is leaning back in his chair.
And he's opening. And
what am I doing? And I'm not opening anything.
He's opening something up between his legs.
What? No, I'm not. That's not true. The people on the stream will tell you that's not true.
Oh, my. What the hell?
You wish.
You wish. You Did you say you... You wishes you had this, or you?
I didn't even mean this. To, but it, you, but, it may, but it does feel right.
You wishes you had this,
yeah. Yeah. You bitches. Wishes
oh
you had
my
this.
God!
You bitches wishes you
funny.
Had this,
yeah. Like, oh, is that the next story from Cardi B? Like, how did we get here with Cardi B? Every time she's trying to just
she's
put the monkey
show
out there.
Stuff.
Like, stop
show
showing your
stuff.
Junk.
Let's get Biscuit in here. He wants to talk about our Rockets.
What? Instagram story. Instagram story.
That's what it's put up.
Okay.
I just.
Since I have to narrate.
That, you don't have to narrate.
They don't, we're was, laughing and they don't know that, what we're laughing at.
I thought that was over.
Yeah.
I was going
and
to
then you
Biscuit.
Look to your left and he's up on the counter.
He was done showing his junk. His Cardi B junk. Oh. All right. Let's get Biscuit in here. What up, Biscuit?
Hey, what's happening, fellas?
How you doing, Biscuit?
Man, I heard that clip you guys played from Daryl Morey earlier, and you have to agree with everything he said. I mean, he, by all rights, yeah, the Rockets should be the favorites, but all we have to do is look back to Game 6. And I'm like, you mean to tell me the Rockets were at home in Game 6 and KD out? They got like two guys that can score, and you can't beat them? I think it's a philosophy that they have to change over there, man. All this jacking up threes. And, I mean, 2 points is good, too. And so there's nothing wrong with a 10-foot jump shot or a 15-foot jump shot. But the coach, his philosophy, I think that's what I question. I don't question Morey. I do believe he probably will pick up somebody to add to the roster. But with a coach playing, I mean, it makes no sense for Reed not to play. House not to play against the Quinn Cookers on the floor and some of these other jokes, and you can't even get Fareed. And
it's just unbelievable. It's unbelievable that an energy player like Fareed or a shooter like House can't get on the court at all just to see where they are
in
the game.
Yeah, and with this article on ESPN, well, it was just the situation was too big for House. How about shooters shoot and get out of you know how they get out of slumps? They keep shooting. And it wasn't like, but he just, you know what? He went 0 for 3 and beat it. You're out. Okay, I guess. Except he was a huge part of why you guys were successful in the second half of the season. But that's D'Antoni, man. He, if it's six players, that's all we're playing. We're playing six guys. That's it. Really? Because that doesn't win. What you've been doing in the postseason, Mike D'Antoni, doesn't win. Period. I mean, when are they going to,
Dale, can I ask you a quick trivia question? What coach has the record for most wins in a single season in Rockets franchise history?
Is that the postseason?
This is a
I'm pretty sure that's not the postseason.
This is a Jeopardy question.
Excuse me, sir.
It's
a question for me, sir. The answer to your question before I was so rudely interrupted is Mike D'Antoni.
Excuse me. Did Mike name all of the championships that Mike D'Antoni won? Excuse me. Can you name all of them?
You mean Southwest Division Championships?
Southwest Division Champs. Mm. Roll the banner out, baby. Mm-hmm.
How many is that in a row now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How many in a row is that now?
We won 109. Multiple. We won 900 games the last two seasons.
Multiple.
And seen.
You mentioned championships. You didn't say NBA championships.
Yeah. Okay. Name all the NBA titles. How about all those rings Mike D'Antoni's collecting?
The first seed banner from last year.
Oh, he does? Oh, he's got that first
seed. Banner for the first seed.
He's got
the
MVP banner.
MVP banner.
He's got that. He's got. Oh, yeah. He was the first half. Best record in the first half, too.
Did he win coach of the year last year when they were a one seed? I feel like Dwayne Casey did, I think.
Yeah, Dwayne Casey won it.
Yeah,
and then got fired.
And then they won a
Mike D'Antoni won it the year before.
Of course, then they also added
Kawhi Leonard. Mike D'Antoni won it in 16-17. So he has one of those.
Oh, good.
Mm. One of those championships.
Another banner. That's not a banner.
Coach of the Year championships. Two for Mike D'Antoni. One in 04 and 05 as well. So he's a champion, John.
He's a champ. No, he's a coach of the year. That's not a champion.
Champion.
Yeah.
If you're first in something, aren't you the champion?
No.
First place makes you a champion. That's what Mike D'Antoni is.
So
multiple times.
Yep. Chris Mina says, watching the stream is so rewarding sometimes. In this case, that must have been rewarding.
Oh, I didn't know there was actually people watching on the stream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the
Twin Peaks stream.
I'm going to check the text line.
It's the Twin Peaks stream.
My new thing is checking the text line.
Hmm. Is it? Oh. Yeah. Okay. All right. So Alex Bregman still leads. George Springer is actually in the All-Star game now. So is Michael Brantley.
Good.
Yeah. Although they're going to – no, after they do this, they're doing it a different way this year, right? They're going to have all the fans' votes, and then they're going to do another vote on the top guys and whether and who's going to start or some crap. I don't know. I really don't care. But
ugly.
But the Yankees are showing up. Luke Voit. And his .264 batting average is in. Gary Sanchez is in. Mike Trout is in. Brantley and Springer. Bregman. Jorge Polanco, who's having a big year for the Twins at shortstop. J.D. Martinez is the DH, and deservedly so. And Tommy La Stella at second base. Altuve, I guess, had a big game, huh? Altuve had a nice game?
Yeah.
I tried to look up his stats from yesterday. I couldn't find them. Somebody sent them to me.
MILB.
Yeah.
You should be able to find him there.
MILB. See if you can't get the box score. But apparently he's looking pretty good.
Looks like we may see him back sooner rather than later.
Giancarlo Stanton is back tonight.
He's back?
And Aaron Judge is coming back during the Astros series. Yeah.
And they just
picked up Encarnacion.
Back.
And Sanchez is there.
What a murderer's row that is.
So guess what? When the Astros get healthy,
I know.
That's the best. Better lineup, that one or Astros? Yankees or Astros? And let's say Didi comes back, too.
A lot of it's going to depend on how Yordan progresses, to be honest with you. Is he just an early, you know, do they get a little beat on him, where how to throw him, and does it change things, or...
He looks like he's real.
Yeah, I mean, he does in this... It's only six games.
Yeah.
Or seven
him,
games,
but how about this? It's six game in. You hit third tonight.
I saw.
Yeah.
It's pretty impressive.
You hit third. Yeah.
They had a rain delay yesterday.
He was only one for five. So that's unfortunate.
A bleeder, the first one.
Yeah. So, and that's fine because if they're going to, if he can hit it to left field, did you see Matt Carpenter doubled yesterday on a bunt? And it wasn't a little league double. It was a real double.
How?
Bunted. Because they had the shift on. He bunted and walked to second base.
What?
Yeah.
The shift was that strong? Did he just pop it? He just popped
it down
third?
Bunted it, goes down the line, goes in, and he walks to second base.
I got to see it.
It's so sweet.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. Brantley can do that, too. I don't know how you can shift on Brantley with that guy's back control. I don't know how you can pull the shift on him. But they've done it.
They choose not to because they feel like it plays into the hands of what they want you to do if you bunt.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of playing into the hands, forhims.com/John5. forhims.com/John5. Okay? Dell, the stream.
No, I pulled the camera out of you. I pulled the mic out of view of the camera.
The stream. Forhims.com/John5. Are you somebody that has any kind of issue whatsoever in the boudoir? Well, what I need you to do is go to forhims.com/John5. And the guys over there are tremendous. And you don't have the awkwardness of going to see the doctor and tell him, hey, doc, you know, I'm having, can, what's going on down here? Okay. You talk to a doctor online. Now you have to be approved by the doctor. It's all subject to doctor approval. But it's going to be a lot cheaper. Because if you go to the doctor, you're going to have your copay or whatever, and it's going to get your insurance, and you got to do all of that stuff. And then you're going to pay unbelievable prices at the pharmacy because these things are just ridiculously expensive now. And instead, you'll have the generic equivalent of that same blue pill or that yellow pill or whatever. And you're going to do it at $5 for the first month. Forhims.com/John5. You can be young. It happens. It happens. Okay. And if you're somebody that is having issues with ED, Forhims.com/John5. Forhims.com/John5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Man. So Altuve's 1-for-4 last night with a triple, couple strikeouts and a flyout. Or was it 2 flyouts and a strikeout?
2 strikeouts and a walk.
2 strikeouts.
1-for-4, a triple, a walk, and 2 punch-outs.
A triple, a walk. So he batted 5 times. Well, he had another out. But his triple was a pop-up that was lost by the left fielder. And, oh, by the way, as he's rounding second base, it looks like he's got a wooden leg. He's really lumbering to run.
He's got a hitch in his gait. He strides, and that's not the look of somebody whose lower body is close to 100%. Like, he's nearing return, not from what I just saw. And as you mentioned, too, if you dig a little deeper, when he slides in the third, when he gets up,
he tries to
stand up, you know,
pushes
off the right. It's like me getting up in church when you genuflect, and then you got to get back up, and I'm like, give me the, oh, yeah, all right. That's what Jose Altuve looks like sliding when he tried to get up from third base. This did not make me feel happy at all.
No, that he's back and there's not even close. It's not even close to 100%. He's got a hitch in his giddy up. There is no question about it.
Yeah, it's very noticeable.
That dude's leg has been messed up now for 2 years.
What? It's been that long?
Well, yes, last year and this year.
That was leg last year? Was it the same thing?
Yeah, that's why he had off-season surgery on his knee. That's why he couldn't hit in the postseason.
Isn't this
he
hammy?
Couldn't remember. He couldn't even put any pressure on it.
Right, that's what it was. Isn't this hammy?
No, this is the same knee.
This is really bad.
No, Aledmys Diaz and Springer are hammy. This is his knee.
This is really bad.
This is the worst.
I mean, he looked, seriously, he looked like somebody that you see from the NFL, you know, alumni group, who somebody who used to play in the NFL, and they've got a little, when they walk,
yeah,
it's like, oh yeah, somebody who needs a knee replacement. It's like Zoe watching Alonzo Highsmith run second and third.
Don't say that. Altuve's not like Zoe. Just had his whole knee replaced.
Yeah, he might have a smoother stride right now than Altuve. Is it good? Is it make you happy at all?
Doesn't make me happy.
This doesn't look like he's close to being back.
Not in the least. Not in the least. I'm just disgusted right now.
And I'm like, oh, Altuve tripled. No, not really.
Not really.
The guy lost
the ball.
John, do you want to feel better? I know your guys are talking about Altuve, but which is sad, but I feel like this would make everyone feel better.
Your bitches wishes you had this. Bitches wishes you had this.
I hope you're proud of yourself, Del. I hope you're proud of yourself.
Play it again. What exactly is it?
Your bitches wishes you had this.
I really, truly, I hope you're proud.
If you weren't here last segment,
your dad would not be proud of this.
That's Cardi
B. Capturing that at all.
You all wishes you had this. Is that what he said?
Your bitches wishes you had this.
Your bitches wishes you had this.
That's an Instagram story.
What? And you don't know what he was doing. Open. Oh my God! So can people go back on the stream and see him doing this? Now?
Nope.
Is that a possibility?
Brandon would have to go back and put it up someplace, but they can't
what
rewind.
What time was that? 8:30?
Yeah, about 8:20 something.
8:20 something. Yeah, I don't know that we should do that though.
So I just tweeted the video out of
wishes you had this.
I just tweeted the video out of Jose Altuve.
Yeah.
And Greg Tuohy, who is Colin Cowherd's producer, actually, and a huge Houston Astros fan, he said he heard himself playing, which I do remember that. He heard himself playing through it last year. He said, I don't think he plays again this year. I want him to delete his Twitter account for saying that.
I'm disgusted right now. I thought he was, like, coming back, and he looks like he's going on the
DL.
He
just needs to play
two
games in a row.
He's going to have to go on the DL now. That's what that run looked like. Okay, it looks like we're going to have to put him on the DL. Wait, he's been out for 6 weeks. How long has he been? When was the last time he played?
Was it May 10th?
Oh, that was the May 10th one. Right. And Springer? Springer came back for one game. Other than the one game he came back for, how long has he been out? The MVP and starting outfielder in the All-Star game? And Aledmys Diaz, by the way. Where the hell is Aledmys Diaz? We know where Correa is. He's being held captive.
This is what I feel like. This guy just said he's a golfer. He just said, just like rehab after surgery, it's going to take a little bit to loosen that knee up. The stiffness you're seeing will go away. Says who?
What?
How do you know this?
What do you
isn't,
mean? It's
this
6 isn't left, weeks that he's been gone.
How do you know this isn't left over from the surgery?
No.
That his surgery didn't go great. Remember Jeff Bagwell's surgery on his shoulder? That went incredibly poorly, and he was never the same player ever again.
Yes. I'm going to have to take back my statement that he's going to beat Pete Rose now for most hits ever.
Man, what a disappointment. Like, I don't want to do the show anymore. This is really I'm just basing that 100% off of watching him run from second to third.
Yeah.
But I thought he was close to returning. Like, this isn't Jose Altuve that we know.
Well, you know what? All those.
He's going to hurt himself playing with that itch.
Well, and if you compensate, because he's compensating.
That's what I'm saying.
His gait is compensating for that knee. And oh, by the way, all those grounders that he beats out, that's done. Stolen bases, scaring you, stolen base, scoring. On a hit to the gap from first base, done. I mean, that's not good. That's just horrible. Let's go to Cardi B.
You don't go to that to make yourself feel better.
That makes me feel good all over my body. That makes me feel tremendous.
I'm checking all the.
You know what else makes me feel better? Makes me feel
good?
Oh,
yeah. By the way, did you hear the big news that came out of me doing the show with AJ yesterday?
No.
Well, there was some other stuff about the whole first segment turned into discussions about Regina, which is where Fred is staying right now in Canada. So that went in a different direction. But also, AJ said Dell is unfireable.
What?
Yeah.
Why is Dell unfireable? Oh, yeah. Nope.
He said Dell's untouchable right now.
He is untouchable.
He says he's untouchable.
Let's think about it. I'm kind of a member of the number one show in the market. Mm-hmm. And if you fire me, the representation would go down by, 100%.
But I'm pretty sure Dave Tepper would have found a way to fire you.
Oh, he already did.
Yeah.
On the air, AJ goes, we can't touch Dell.
No.
Dell's 100%. He's locked in.
Right.
Said he's locked in. He goes, yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to?
Because he's safer than Granato is.
Do you want to know? Okay, Brian. Okay, Brian Gain. What happened to him? You, AJ would be the Brian Gain. Okay, discrimination. AJ, try to fire Dell. See what happens to you.
Hey, how about we don't test it? How about we don't test that?
Johnson. Yeah, with the man.
Yeah. How about we don't test
it? It'd be kind of fun.
Yeah, for one person.
Me.
You.
Me. 845 ESPN 97.5. Time for me to talk about.
If you fired me, I only would have one thing to say.
Your bitches wishes you had this.
It's not funny. Stop laughing, John.
I have a new Delta student.
Because you know the visual that goes along with it.
Your bitches wishes you had this.
You got the visual, too.
Oh, givemethevin.com. That's givemethevin.com. Y'all, you know what? You wish you had givemethevin.com. Well, you got it. You got John Clay Wolf, okay? And you got him giving you the most for your car. It's what John Clay Wolf does. You know, he was explaining the business last week. He went on some kind of a rant, and I just missed that. But I got in where he was talking about the whole business side of this thing, and he takes unbelievable chances. And here's the thing is that the marketplace, he takes losses all the time, all the time, all the time. And you're the one that benefits from it. He's going to take a loss on your car, but it's okay because he will make it up elsewhere. And he says this happens all the time. So if you're going to sell your car, sell it to the guy that's not scared to give you more for it than anybody else in the market. That's what you want. When you're selling your car, you want to get the most money for it. It'll find a good home. It'll be good. Okay, John Clay Wolf's going to make sure that your car is in good hands afterwards, or he doesn't care. He'll just sell it to somebody else. But here's the deal. GiveMeTheVIN.com. Get the most for your car because this guy doesn't care if he wins or loses on these things. GiveMeTheVIN.com.
Listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. John, Lance, and Dell. For another segment, Raheel joins us right after this. So yesterday, here's the Matt Carpenter double off of a bunt, Lance. So yesterday, the Raptors, did you see they had a video? Somebody behind the scenes says bleep pop. Did you see that? It was on Van Vliet's Instagram. We can't play it because they say bleep pop. But for whatever reason, Pop was catching it at the Raptors parade yesterday. That, you know, I guess maybe behind the scenes, Kawhi's like, bleep that guy, bleep that organization. I'm so glad I'm out of there. Oh, by the way, won a championship. Great. Awesome, awesome. And there's somebody that's taking a video on Van Vliet's, and no one's sure of who said it, but they're like, bleep pop. Yeah, way to go, Kawhi. And then Kawhi got on there and said, he actually did that at the end of his speech.
He did.
Did you see it?
No, I didn't see it.
Yeah.
I watched some of it, but I was
kind of bored. The end of Kawhi's speech, he did the... anyway, there was also... Holy crap. I mean, nice job, Toronto. They did have about 1.5 million people out there.
A ton of people were out there.
So you figure there's going to be some idiots?
Well, yeah.
Well, there are at least a couple.
Yeah.
Because they're under arrest.
I heard.
Now, the good news is that nobody was killed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they were injured, and some were injured just trying to get away. And that's the minor. They suffered minor injuries.
Gunshots, yeah.
But there were gunshots at the parade, and as a matter of fact, it happened while the owner was speaking. And I guess the guy who was emceeing the whole deal had to step in on the owner and announce this. If I'm at a parade and there's gunshots fired, I'm out of there. You know what I'm saying? But do you know what is the hardest thing in the world? Did you go to the Astros parade?
I was out of town in New York for my wife's I was there for my wife's marathon.
It was
100 degrees?
But it was the hard. No, it wasn't that hot because
it
was October.
It was really hot. No, it was November. It was November, but it was 91.
Yeah. Oh, well, that you're a cold weather idiot, though. You and your buddy Michael. But the hardest thing in the world was getting out of downtown that day. When there are a million people trying to leave one small area all at the same time. It's worse than any traffic out of any stadium ever. Worse than any Texans game ever. It was the worst. The worst. So, I mean, you want to talk about, if I'm out of there. If there's people shooting, okay, I think I want to leave. But you can't. You can't get out of there.
Can't get out. There's nothing you can do.
You're there.
That's why you got to hope people don't act like a bunch of idiots.
Well, yeah. You got to hope that. But do you know what it is? It's people.
Dallas turned into a bunch of maniacs whenever the Cowboys won in the mid-90s. You remember their
parade? It was too long ago. I don't have that long
sideways,
of memory.
Sideways, yeah.
I don't have that long of memory.
It was a while back. It was a long while back.
Yeah. The last Cowboys championship? Yeah, I can't remember that far back.
Were you born? None of my kids were born back then.
No, my kids weren't either. Mm. My kids aren't. Well, my oldest was born, but.
Kind of.
Yeah, but she didn't. She hates the Cowboys.
That doesn't count.
So, we can't have anything nice anymore. We're trying to have a parade. Everybody's loving each other. It's Toronto.
So what happened with Kawhi and did anything feel like a love fest where he'd be back in Toronto?
No, did not.
Kawhi's not going to give you that anyway.
No.
Did it feel the other way? Or is it just Kawhi giving you no emotion like he usually does?
Yeah, pretty much. It was like, yeah, it was great. It was great being here. Thanks, everybody. Bye.
And have fun with it. Aha, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah! That's not the laugh.
That's not the laugh, boy. That's the laugh,
That's
Kawhi.
The laugh.
That's it, Kawhi.
At least he's self-aware.
Yeah.
Are we just not going to act like, before Raheel gets in, because I don't think he's going to want to talk about this. This Matt Carpenter, this is the hero we need.
Yeah.
This is 100% the hero we need.
Well, you've seen Brantley do it.
I know, but not like this.
Right,
this
double.
Needs to happen every time, where you just keep slapping it down to where all of a sudden they have to reshift.
Well, the fact that
what will happen is they'll move the third baseman.
The fact that the third baseman is behind second base is the dumbest thing.
Yeah.
Because that's all you have to do. And especially a guy with the bat control that Matt Carpenter has.
But what he did was he literally just pulls the bat down, and it's like, it's not even a bunt so much as a game of pepper.
Mm-hmm.
Where he just shortens up on it, and it looks like a bunt, and then he just goes... And it just pops it down, but not where the pitcher can get it. He hits it a slow roller to third base.
The pitcher has to run all the way out to the outfield to get it.
A slow roller to third base, and he ends up with a double. And it will be interesting to see how many hitters. Because it's one thing if you say, oh, congratulations, you got a single. We took the bat out of a power hitter's hands. Look at all the old guys get up like, you're damn right! Look at all the people, the old guys applauding like, that's the way baseball is played. Keep shifting. I just want to say.
Well, it's St. Louis.
I feel like such a whore because I'm like, this is awesome. And the Astros are the mega shifters. They're second in the league for most shifts.
Yeah.
And it's benefited my team more than anybody.
Yep.
The Astros' intelligence has benefited me by giving me a World Series.
Yep.
Because of how intelligent they are with their analytics. And here I am like, and this will teach you how to shift? Look at, like, maybe I need a knife.
Oh, look how phony baloney is. We're going to do a video today and look at him dressed up.
Oh, man.
All right. Take a break. Go to Gritty. Yeah, Lance wore a nice shirt today, too. I'm the only one.
Golf, John.
This is how I dress every day, okay, because I golf. And these two phony balonies.
You just stand on brand.
They come in here in T-shirts and backwards hats, and you're the same. Because you're not doing a video today, Dell. You're in your T-shirt.
Well, yeah.
You're phony, too.
I'm not a phony.
Phony.
It's just being a professional, John.
No. Oh, with your T-shirt and backwards
hat? No, when I have to do a video. I have to be a professional here. We got Lance talking about showing stuff, showing monkeys and stuff. I don't have to be a professional doing this show.
I put my monkey away.
Yeah, no, you put your monkey out there for everybody.
Yeah, you put it out twice.
I put it away.
You pulled it out twice.
Yeah, twice.
What? Why did you make that noise?
You had this.
No,
you put your face on Cardi B.
Your bitches wishes you had this.
You wish you had Gritty.
I do have Gritty. You're going to wish you had Gritty, and guess what? You can get it as well. I'm looking at my, right now, I'm looking at my app. It says wholesale price, current price, 1.8 kilowatts per hour. 1.8. How are you guys doing? Where's your number? This month, from June 1st to June 18th, I'm looking at my statement. My all-in rate is 7.7 cents per kilowatt hour. That is a ridiculously low number for the summer. But, you know, I'm getting wholesale energy, and so you can as well. Gritty locks you into the grid, G-R-I-D-D-Y. They lock you into the grid, and you get the same rates that the energy providers that market up and sell it to you, you get the same rate that they're getting. The only difference is you get this rate, and you get it unlimited. As a matter of fact, let me just tell you this much. The $10 monthly membership fee that they charge you, it gets you access to unlimited wholesale electricity. That price, whatever the price is, that's what you get. There's no contract. And if you're not completely satisfied with Gritty, just leave. Switch to somewhere else. But they have no hidden fees, no markups, big savings. And I just showed you, they tell you your all-in rate. That's exactly how much you're going to pay. That's unbelievably transparent. And that's important to me. Gritty members have saved millions of dollars, and you can too. Sign up in the month of June, and Gritty's going to give you your first 3 months of membership absolutely free. That's more savings on top of the energy savings. Just text my name, Lance, to 797979. If you're still under contract, don't worry. You can sign up today and start your Gritty membership when your current contract's up. So you can still take advantage of it by signing up today. You're going to get your first 3 months free of Gritty membership. And all you have to do is text Lance to 797979 to get your electricity at wholesale prices. That's $9.99 monthly membership free for 3 months by texting Lance to 797979. Message and data rates may apply.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.